fielded all questions about HBCUs for those who didn't go, for those who did go. Like, what the fuck is a HBCU? It's a historically black college and or university. It's where I learned about Fifth Ward, Fourth Ward. It's where I drove from Atlanta to New Orleans to go to the Bayou Classic, which is everything. It's a big ass party in New Orleans at the it's Mercedes now, but it used to be the Superdome in New Orleans. Possibly. Me and my boy rode in Nissan Altima. He drove down from Tennessee State, came to Atlanta. We drove them 8 hours. I was by myself. Let me tell y'all something about road trips. If you ride in shotgun, you're not supposed to go to sleep. That's one thing I learned in college. It's very rude to the driver. I was driving. And I had to stop for gas in Alabama. Never stop for gas in Alabama. Do the paper bag test. If your skin tone is darker than a paper bag, never stop for gas in Alabama. I don't give a damn what year it is. I don't give a damn if the day after Obama was elected. I don't give a damn if Trump was like, you know what? I'm going to change. Everything different now. Trump wasn't even elected yet and they had MAGA hats in this Alabama gas station. Never stop for gas in Alabama. I don't give a fuck if you got a tan. You gotta be pristine white. And not just white. You don't gotta just be white. You gotta be white and comfortable around white people. Because I know white people who are not comfortable around other white people. This is me. This is Dr. Umar Johnson if he finished all of his prerequisites. That's what I'm giving you right now. Yeah, you gotta be olive oil, like darker than that. I want to talk about everything. It's 40 minutes until the 15-year reunion. Morehouse is going to be on the Zoom. Can I leave the link right here on my live? Is that possible? What's up, Gio? Shout out to CAU. What a lot of people don't know is a lot of great comedians and a lot of decent comedians, a lot of decent ones went to historically black colleges. My man Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show. He's a graduate of FAMU. Clayton English, who you used to see on Tyler Perry's House of Pain, but he was the winner of Last Comic Standing. He went to Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. Will Miles, who's written for a plethora of TV shows. Hello from Ireland. Pour up some Jameson. A lot of people don't know, in America, Irish people and black people used to kick it together in Harlem. Harlem was Irish people and it was black people. And we was just all hanging and shooting dice and drinking and it was all good. We were the best of friends. But then they gave Irish people badges and shit ain't been the same. What's up, Michael Sherman? I see you, pimp. That's just a little history lesson, right? Since I'm wearing tortoise frame glasses, I feel I have to wax poetic on the history. Micah, anything you ever want to ask a well-educated black dude? Sarah, I remember you used to come to Knitting Factory. And that's where I'll end our trip down memory lane. I know I'm about to add people. Mike, are you there?
What's up?
What's up, buddy? Love, doctor.
I am not dressed for the Instagram Live, man. I'm wearing a muscle shirt.
I'm answering questions. Worst bar to end up at in Chicago is anything in Wrigleyville.
Orange Crush.
It don't matter. Have you been to Chicago, Micah?
I used to live in Chicago. Orange Crush is the worst.
That's where they used to do Comedians You Should Know.
That's where Hannibal and I used to bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Hannibal used to bomb a lot of places.
Yeah, he did.
That was kind of his thing.
When I lived in Chicago 2003 to 2005, and Hannibal and like Vatterott and TJ Miller and
CJ Sullivan.
CJ, bunches of Nate Craig, a lot of great comics came out of that time. But Hannibal was just, he did the same set for 2 years and kept bombing with it. And I was like, what are you doing, man? So I wrote him off, and then he came and stayed at my place in Boston 2 years later. And I was like, you're a finalist at the Boston Comedy Festival? What happened to stand-up?
Let me ask you this. Is there a better city that has produced great comics than Chicago?
New York.
Eddie Murphy and who else?
Jerry Seinfeld.
He from Long Island. Do that count?
Chris Rock. Adam Sandler. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno's from New York?
Everybody's from New York. But yeah, not including New York and L.A. because that's where people go. Boston is probably up there.
I mean, like, from there? Oh, Boston's up there as far as from there.
I think, like, outside of New York and L.A., it goes Boston, Chicago, San Francisco.
I would put D.C. before San Francisco.
Yeah, okay.
Chappelle, Wanda, Rory, what's my girl? Plenty. Who else is from D.C.? Tommy Davidson?
Natasha Rothwell's from D.C.
What's my girl? She runs Butterboy in New York with Joe and Maeve.
Joe Firestone.
Yeah, but she runs it with Joe and Maeve. Oh. Indian.
Aparna.
Aparna, yeah, not Charlotte.
Yeah, she's from D.C. Yeah,
that's a good Smith.
That's a good scene, but it's not like I started in the South, and there's gigs down there. Atlanta's a good scene.
Atlanta's a good scene. Alabama produces a lot of good comedians.
They do. I used to go to Atlanta to do, I mean, Alabama to do stand-up from Georgia, and they have a scene. They got a scene. I've actually performed in Alabama a bunch, Roll Tide.
Roy Wood is from Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
Proudly.
I don't know about proudly.
He, like, he reps the 205 proudly.
You know, when Hannibal did the Bob Ross challenge, I got to talking to him about where his family's from, and he was telling me he's from Mississippi, or they're from Mississippi, and he's got cousins and stuff down there that he's got business ventures with, which I think is totally cool. He was saying he owns walls there, and he commissions street artists to paint murals.
He started a festival.
Oh, yeah?
In I forget what city. He started a festival. He did 2 in 1 year. It's crazy. But he started a festival in Mississippi. My mom's side of the family's from Mississippi. Dad's side is from Alabama. I've never performed in Alabama. I'm scared of it.
There's a lot of white people down there that are like traditional white people. You know,
I like my white people boneless and traditional.
I like them extra crispy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. With a side of ranch.
Yeah. No, they definitely have a side of ranch down there for you, but they're white people that are still on the wrong side of history. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But if you show out authentically, they'll appreciate you.
Me and Mike are doing the AMA. If you want to ask a black man anything or ask a white man anything.
Yeah, is that what this is? I can ask a black man, an educated black man, anything, any question that I've had?
Sure, you can ask me too.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah, it's for anybody. It's an open forum.
Okay. What better city for what? There's another question on here. If this.
Oh, this is one of my classmates. We got the reunion in a few. Will white people ever be on the right side of history?
That's a good question. Well, there are white people who are on the right side of history right now, but we're talking as a collective.
As a unit? We got to treat y'all like y'all treat us. Like, if it's not all of y'all, then it ain't none of y'all.
Right. Good call.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like Corona. Like, the clock don't even start. The clock won't even start until y'all all get on the same page. Like, the curve won't even go down until everybody acknowledges that you're fucking up. Everybody stays in.
And you know what? You know what's required there? Because black people have been screaming it since 65. White people 18? Have to talk.
Or 17.
No, I mean, they didn't scream too loud in 1865 from what I have read. But
they couldn't read. That was against the law. Yeah,
they couldn't read. They could only scream.
Stop it.
I'm going north. People who look like me have to talk to other people who look like me and help them understand that black people are not a separate entity of humanity.
Sure.
I think that a lot of people think of people who look like you as other instead of someone who can also get coronavirus from me.
You know,
we can all.
There's a humanity test every group puts on any like alien group. Yeah. And it ain't just white people. It's all people. If it's a group of black people, we're a little bit more forgiving on our tests, but it's just like with a group of white people, they have to decide like, oh, he's acceptable to treat naturally. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But I'm only going to do that on a case by case basis, not just go, oh, that's a human being. That person is there. That's a person. Instead of starting with respect, prove yourself to me.
Everybody
prove yourself to me. Prove to me that you're a person, a human.
Everybody don't start with an A.
Right. Yeah. But they'll do that for other white people. Hey, how you doing? Come on in.
What's the deal with white men and Asian women?
I can't answer that question.
But do you know the answer?
I don't think I know the answer because I've seen, it's been happening since what? Vietnam?
Maybe before then, since Marco Polo?
Since Genghis Khan?
Yeah, any invasion.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I honestly don't feel comfortable taking a guess because I'm sure it's different for different people, but like what's generally going on there? I mean, I don't...
Say it, man. Fuck that.
No, I mean...
It's eight viewers. Talk that shit. Is it a penis thing? Is it an obedience thing?
It may be a power thing.
Asian women they assume the hierarchy position in the relationship.
What I mean is, I think maybe some white men get off on, I'm going to save you. I'm going to bring you to this country and then you'll be indebted to me for the rest of your life. And that's how I want to, I don't know. It's always been a question for me because I see it and I'm like, I mean, it's one thing for two Americans to,
that's
not what we're talking. We're not talking about Asian Americans. We are talking about,
I'm talking about the whole spectrum.
Oh, well, the whole spectrum. I think there's a whole spectrum of reasons, but again, you know, I'm probably digging a hole for myself. I don't have the answer.
You're a white man. You can handle a cancel. You can handle a cancel.
My career can't sustain a cancel right now. It's already been canceled.
I need a white woman to join in. Can I see if Rachel wants to join? Like, wants to go live with me real quick? Unless you want to ask some stuff, bro. Because I'm trying to add as many people as possible.
Okay. A lot of these questions look like they're, I don't have to answer them. So it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Jones.
Micah Sherman, one of the funniest dudes I know, very supportive of me. One of the dudes who told me, like, yo, you got to write. Remember, you told me in the hallway at the theater. What theater? On 24th Street, on 14th? What's the theater?
The Pit?
The Pit. You were like, hey, because we did Old School Sketch Show.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have any pitches. And you like, bro, you got to write. And I started writing, and that's how I got a TV writing job. You and Kevin Barnett both told me to write.
Rest in peace, man. I love that dude. He is great, and he was great. I really miss that guy. But yeah, you gotta write. That's crazy. You got a TV writing job before I did.
See, that now your shit. Now you are. That's reparations.
Yeah, that is reparations. That's how that works. That is exactly how that works.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, my pleasure. See you around.
Love you, man. Yep.
Love you too.
Anybody want to join in? We're just answering questions. You got to answer questions on behalf of whatever you are. So, Nicole, if you jumped in, you would answer on behalf of Latinx. I don't know. Nicole, join in. Because I'm trying to figure out this whole Latino, Latinx thing. Like, what do, because a lot of times with what's going on is I hear from white people what I'm supposed to call different groups of people. Like, that's what I'm told. I'm like, hey, white people will tell me like, hey, you can't call them that anymore. Or Native Americans. Like, the other thing is spirit animal. Like, white people telling me Native Americans don't like that, but I don't know any Native Americans within calling range to be like, do y'all really feel that way? Or is it just based on what some white folks told me? Jenna Bond, if you want to jump in and talk on behalf of black women real quick, somebody, anybody dial in. I'm talking to everybody. You got to just represent who you are and answer some questions based on whatever your demographic is. I asked Michael Sherman, what's the deal with white dudes and Asian women? He had a whole plethora, but he couldn't get into it like that. What's up, Video Dave? My man, Dave, artist, performer.
Yo.
Dave, are you from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago.
What high school? You know I gotta ask.
You're not gonna respect me afterwards.
Don't say some shit like township. Nothing with township in the title.
Nah, St. Benedict High School.
North We're answering side. Questions on behalf of whatever you are. All so right. We got two black dudes right here.
Right.
If you got a question for a black dude, ask it right now.
I feel them. I'm Haitian and Dominican too, so I feel like immigrant. And.
Oh, well, let me ask this. Since you want to get on the West Indian vibes, what's the deal with the homophobia?
Yo,
I have my answer. What's the deal with homophobia in West Indian communities?
I don't know where it starts from. I don't know where it comes from, but it's there.
It's strong, right?
Oh, yeah, it's there. It's there.
Here's what I was told. I was told because during the slave trade, white men were raping West Indians.
That's why it's so prevalent?
And that's why West Indians don't like gay stuff.
I mean, but that sounds like what you'd be told to
Yo, to the dislike. Biggest song and the biggest song for like 10 years of my undergrad life was Bon Chi Chi Man Bon. It was about burning.
Yo, that song, all right, look, everybody, people can look back now, it's 2020, and people can be like, yo, that song is problematic like a motherfucker. But it was a banger, right? Like
it was
the drums and the hook and the
listen. I mean, everything stopped when that shit came on. It wasn't even no beat. Motherfuckers just bought this.
Yeah, but yo, okay. Saying. But that music though, that song, that's just "Do You See What I See?" That's like the old Christmas Carol. Do you see what I
right.
see? Right. So it's right. like
it was a, it's a, do you hear what I hear? Everything is a fucking.
It's a unqualified banger. You can't be like, oh, no, like that melody. That shit lasted. So that shit was banging. But that song is a problem, though. Like, yo, just burn, Chi Chi Man, burn. Like, damn.
It wasn't like Bob Marley. Like, yo, we gotta burn something. It was like a celebration.
No, nah, Yeah, it was a celebration of homophobia. Like, straight up celebration of it. That's what it is.
That's not the best song, yo. Here, people always ask, yo, can I make a joke about that? Is that funny? The way that you said that, what you said wasn't funny. The way that you said the cadence of what you just said was hilarious. And I ain't going to make you repeat it. But
all right, That's true words, man.
Janelle James said, gay dudes love burn Chi-Chi Mine.
Yeah, because it's a banger. It's an unqualified banger. Motherfuckers love the song, yeah.
I think black people know how to celebrate anything. We turn nigga into nigga. Anything below that, we could flip it.
Janelle just correcting you on the name of the song and shit. First of all, the song is Boom Bye Bye.
All right, First of all, I don't know what they're saying anyway, so it don't matter what the title is.
It took so I was dancing to the song for years before I finally understood any of it, and it was like, oh, that's what he's saying. Oh, that, well, I don't agree with that, but yeah. I'm still out here dancing. Motherfuckers don't know what he's saying in Suavemente, but they're out there dancing. They don't know if they agree.
It could be anything. Daddy Yankee could have been saying anything.
What is Suavemente about? That shit.
What are you doing with that gasolina? Are you burning Chi-Chi Man?
Nah, he liked it. He liked the gasolina, and give him some more. That's gusta la gasolina, dame my gasolina. Me gusta. He liked it.
Spanish.
Enough to understand that hook.
Do you have a question for another group? You have a question for white women? You got a question for
black women? I'm Haitian and Dominican, and I don't know. I don't even, what do people think about Haitian and Dominican people?
You know, it was like hard for me in
New York. That's two separate groups. It's usually not one person. But go ahead.
I'll answer that question as a former Brooklynite. It was hard for me to live there culturally because it's an aggressive nationalism where it's like, oh, all the black people in Brooklyn, it's like, it's different. I went to a Jamaican jerk spot in Bed-Stuy. Uh-huh. I got my food. It took about 40 minutes. I called ahead. It still took 40. They didn't start cooking until I got there. I say, yo, can I get a grape soda? She like, we out of grape soda. I'm looking at the grape soda behind her. Why treat me like that? Was that a New York thing or was that a Caribbean thing?
That was a Caribbean thing.
Why?
Because you like.
Nah, I'm just playing.
You didn't say hi first? Or?
I gave her money.
Yeah, but how'd you approach the money? The money was coming. The money was coming one way or another. When you walked in the door, she knew she was getting your money. She's judging you on how you treat her. Like,
I had a
she's
clear
getting
attitude.
Your money. It's a store.
I had a clear attitude. Shut up, Janelle. Janelle said that was hers for later. She gave. I was about to mouth it, and she asked me if I wanted a diet soda, which I needed. I needed diet. I should have been drinking that anyway, but that was so rude.
Why she asked you if you wanted a diet? You want a diet soda?
We got diet soda. No, it wasn't even a question. You want the diet soda? Sat it on the table.
Just gave you a diet.
Just gave me diet. And I was like, I was too scared to say no.
No, you don't say no in a time like that. I mean, I went for a haircut once. And I told my barber, I was like, yo, just bring it down to like, I sat down. He was like, what you want? I was like, you know, just bring it down to like about a one all around and then fade it out at the edge. And he just laughed like behind me, you know, he's like, I'm like, what? He was like, yo, man, it's about time I just start shaving.
It ain't whatever you want. It's whatever they're going to give you.
What you need. Sometimes it's what you need.
Let me ask you this before, because since I got you here, you're Haitian, right?
Yeah.
Why are y'all ever gonna get along with the Dominicans?
I mean, I'm Haitian and Dominican. I'm both.
So who you date? Which women are better?
I have not dated a Dominican.
I say Dominican.
I haven't dated a Dominican.
I don't know what it was about me, bro.
I don't know. I mean,
they used to come for me, and I loved it. Cook, pick me up.
I don't know. I guess I'm more Haitian than Dominican. I don't know.
Now you're Haitian and Dominican.
No, but because you asked that question, I'm like, I haven't dated Dominican, so I can't answer.
Somebody's asking you a question. They say, have you ever felt like you don't belong anywhere since your bubble?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I don't belong with either of them. I don't belong with regular black folks. I don't belong, yeah, all of them. Because, like, I'm not Haitian enough for Haitians. I'm not Dominican enough for Dominicans. Black folks be like, where are you from? You talk funny. All right. Hey, whatever.
I'm talking about my experiences. Y'all follow Video Dave, man. You got something you plugging? What's up?
Just follow my shit. I just put out a video yesterday with a Surfboard C. What's it called? Alkaline Water. That's off my other album, Successful Millionaire Secrets. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need some help. Y'all want to make some money? Successful Millionaire Secrets. I got the secrets to make you rich.
I got the mixtape.
Check it out.
Video Dave. Thank you for calling in, bro.
Yo, peace, man. Thanks for having me.
Love. Yep. All right. I got time for a couple more. We doing ask anything. And when you call in, you representing the whole group. This is like history class. When you was the only black person in there. You was the only white person in there. Or you was the only girl in there. I was watching an episode of The Cosby Show. I ain't gonna front. I've been watching The Cosby Show. Because it gives me comfort. And it's some of the best fucking writing. Let me give you a writing tip. Because Nicole asked best writing tips. And this is straight from The Cosby Show. And you can take it or you can throw it away. Like the Usher song. Don't write jokes when you write these scripts. Write humor. Write humor. Let the artist, the acting, let them make that funny. The jokes that go within that. You can always throw a joke in to punch it up. Write humor, humorous situations. Thank you, Brando. I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. Nicole, you ready? Call in. Stop playing. Okay, we'll get Matt Sway in here. Till you ready. You ready, Matt?
Hello.
What's up, Matt? Where you calling from?
I'm from Dallas. I guess I'm responding on behalf of all nerds out there, I guess.
Okay. I got questions.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, this is racially based. So, like, okay. That was a big thing when Idris Elba was in The Avengers. He was Heimdall. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
How strong, because you privy, you on the inside, how bad does the racism get in, like, Comic-Con and comic book culture?
Honestly, I've never been to Comic-Con, but I imagine it's very bad. They freaked out whenever there was just a woman that played Thor. Well, that was in Thor in the comic books.
There was a woman Thor?
Yeah. Basically, if I remember right, the hammer, like, it's become a thing where, like, if someone is worthy of it, can wield it, but if you're not worthy, you can't pick it up.
Yeah.
So, eventually, like, Captain America could, like, pick it up sometimes, and other people that were, like, worthy. Yeah. Like, world. Yeah. There was a time where, like...
It was called something else, though, when Captain America had it in the movie. It was, like, the Thunder Sword or something.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched that movie either. But...
Jane Foster, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, Thor could not wield it anymore because he was unworthy because he did something. So, but the person he's dating in the comics, was able to wield it and she became Thor. The problem is, it was only short lived, I think, because like every time she turned into Thor, her like cancer came back. So it was eventually going to kill
her. Wait. Anytime she took a man's job, she got cancer?
Basically, yeah.
That is some gaslighting ass bullshit. Janelle James loves your hair, by the way. She called you a Ken doll.
Oh, thanks.
Were you doing some drafting or taking a score in bowling? Why you got a pencil?
Oh, I was writing stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for a black dude or a black person? And listen, this is a judgment-free zone.
Okay. Well, first person I ever dated was black, and her stepdad hated me forever. So is there any way to, like, you know, is there a way to, like, deal with that? Or do you just have to, like, endure it?
My suggestion is don't downplay your privilege just because you're around black people. A lot of times white dudes will be like, well, I'll dress down. Even if you come for money, own up to that shit. Oh, like, we black people, we have to be accepting of aunts, cousins, uncles. We're a big unit, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't need more people who can't help out. Right. Come with shit that can help with. Don't try to be like, oh, I'm just like you. You're not. You're not like us. Your experience will never be like ours. What we could use is more privilege. So don't deny your privilege. Next time you go out with a black girl, bring that hair. Bring a suit. Rent a, whatever you can. I don't know if you come for money or not, but you know, you look like you got nice blinds. They look nice. Get a loan. Help motherfuckers out. And all you gotta do is drop one gem. Like, just drop one line from, like, Boomerang or Coming to America. And that's it. Don't try too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your privilege at home. Anything you want to plug or talk about before I think I got time for two more callers.
Okay. I guess you can check out, I'm going to be going on to Couches Comedy Club tonight. It's an open mic for those who are interested and who are comics. He's on every night from 11 to 2 New York time. So
okay.
If you're bored or whatever, you can check it out. And after the scheduled comics, it becomes an open mic. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, man. We got time for one more. Appreciate you, bro.
No problem, man. See ya.
All right, we just got time. Well, can I get a woman in real quick before I go? X-Men were black. Malcolm X. What's up, Chris? Malcolm X was, Magneto was based on Malcolm X, and Xavier was Dr. King. Even though, this is why one thing I got to say to white folks, Dr. King at the end of his life did not like white people like that. He said the moderate white person was as worse as the racist white person because y'all don't do anything to change what's going on. Call in, Nicole. You gotta be quick though, because I gotta go. Call in, Nicole. We need one woman at least. Silence is a crime. Boom. At the end, Dr. King was like, man, my dream might not happen. He literally said that. All right, this is the last one. We got Nicole. I feel like Black Frasier. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, how you doing?
Nicole, what is your race? I feel like I knew before, but now I don't.
You want to guess? I know I look ethnically ambiguous.
You're casting. Like Guatemalan? A Pomeranian?
I have a... I'll take it.
Pomeranian sounds delicious with a little bit of that orange chicken.
Like a Guatemalan for sure. No, I'm Bolivian.
Bolivian.
Through and through.
But what does that mean? About,
like, you don't have indigenous friends, but all Latinos are part indigenous. So
Somebody makes a joke about it, but I love when you say Latinos, the accent comes out. You can say everything that's everything is like so assimilated, but when you say Latino, you gotta say all Latinos are
and it comes out other parts, but then people make fun of you, but it's annoying. How you say it. It's how it's done. But someone called me out and was like, I don't go to an Italian restaurant and be like, I'm at Bertucci's, you know?
Yeah. Salute. let me ask, this Latinx thing, can you let us know what is that something that you feel strongly about? Or is that something white people feel strongly about?
I feel strongly about it, but it's because I studied it in school. I feel like nobody is into Latinx unless they're like deep diving on the internet or took ethnic studies class or feminist studies class or something like that.
What does it even mean? I didn't know the origin. Like, is it denying something or is it acknowledging something?
Both. I mean, I think a lot of the language is super, super gendered. Like, there isn't a lot of third space opportunities for gender neutralizing stuff. So, like, you know, something like el bolígrafo, la biblioteca, or whatever, just really showing off my mad skills. Right?
Like those something are, like those la are... biblioteca, or...
Así es. Yeah, so those are things that in English aren't, they don't necessitate a gender. You don't say the library is a feminine institution. You don't say, you know, whatever, like a masculine thing. Okay. And that's just like so deeply embedded in our language and how we make everything binary, how we dichotomize so many things. And of course, feminine stuff is really tends to be like bottom bitch in most of our culture. So saying something to Latinx is acknowledging that there you can queer the language and you can exist outside of a gender binary and acknowledge your Latinidad too.
Damn. Okay, because I had no idea.
It's deep. It's deep.
And I'm super open. Whenever somebody tells me about culture, I'm like, cool, but I had only heard it from non Latinxes. So I want to hear directly.
Yeah, I feel like probably more it's more like a queer studies thing where people are really militant about it.
Beautiful. Y'all follow Nicole NC Hammer, which is
or don't. It's a private account.
Do it. She's a comedian. I'll say it for her. I gotta go. We about to jump on the Zoom with the Morehouse 15-year reunion. First of all, thank you. I love you, Nicole. You know I do.
I'm missing
thank
you.
And I'll see you soon. We're gonna get out of this together. All right.
All right.
Bye. All right, y'all. I'm headed over to the Morehouse Zoom. Thank you, everybody who jumped in. Y'all the dopest. And come over to the Zoom, man. Find out what it means to be a Morehouse man. Love y'all. Right back. Peace.